Let's get out to the Score hotline. Brought to you by Cube Sports Bar inside Rivers Casino. Join the fun at Cube for all your college basketball action. And we welcome in John Gross, the new coach for the Fighting Illini. John, welcome to the Score. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
Well, probably no rest for you. I would imagine you're going to start recruiting right away if what I read in the paper is correct. You know, Jabari Parker and his dad saying it's late in the game, but we'd be more than willing to talk to the new coach. And obviously, if you're going to try to win everyone over, that would be a good guy to start with.
There's no question. Obviously, he's a terrific talent. And, you know, all I can confirm for you due to NCAA rules is that that we're going to recruit him. And that's about all I can say, unfortunately.
John, you've had some success in a different conference. You come here now to the Big Ten, and the expectations are going to be enormous. I mean, all you have to do this year is cure cancer and win the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, knock off your old boss and Thad Matta and Tom Izzo and a few other guys. Tom Green.
The expectations are going to be enormous. Do you think that's unfair? Are you looking forward to it? What's your approach to that?
Well, I think obviously there's expectations here. I knew that when I took the job. It's one of the things that I like about it. I think, you know, for me, I'm one of those guys that worries about controlling what I can control. You know, some of those things I can't control, but we can control how hard we're working every day and the effort and attitude that our kids have and the culture we create inside our program. And that's what I'm most concerned about right now, you know, is making sure, A, that we take care of the players that are in the program. You know, those guys are always high priority. And then obviously, you know, it's a dead period right now, guys, but recruiting gets revved up here again right after the Final Four, you know, so we're going to be back out and working hard. And then obviously you've got the part right now, there's a lot of people excited about Fighting Illini basketball, and we want to make sure that we connect and reach out to as many of those people as possible and continue the excitement level that they have in that positive direction.
A lot of people are trying to put your staff together for you, John, and telling you what you should do and shouldn't do. And Robert Smith said he'd be interested in talking if you're interested in talking to him. But let's start with Jarence Howard. There was reported in the Tribune that one of the negotiating points that you had for this contract was make sure that your top assistant came in at the same pay grade as Jarence has been here. And your speculation is that Jarence is a little, you know, upset or that he didn't get more consideration as since he was the interim coach there for a little bit. Do you know Jarence from the roads of recruiting? Do you know him at all? And how do you move forward with your staff?
Well, I bumped into him a lot on the road. I've always had, just from afar, level of respect for him. And, you know, speculation and rumors go. Like, last night I had a chance to sit down with him, and we had a chance to talk for the first time. You know, so that was good. He's an impressive guy. I know his recruiting background speaks for itself. Very intelligent guy, you know, was very, very impressed with him. You know, at this point, what I'm doing is moving, with some aggressive patience with the staff. You know, I've got to wait to see what happens back at Ohio University. There's a chance there that, one of my assistants could get the job. You know, I've got to make sure that, I put a staff together here, obviously, that can help the guys here grow and get better. And I want to put the best staff together that we can. It's going to take a few days here and just a couple more hoops that we got to jump through to kind of see how some dust settles back in Athens. And then I'll know more in terms of what we're going to do with that.
Well, regardless of who your assistants are, either you or them are going to have to get into Chicago, get into the public league and do the tough recruiting. And despite what maybe some of the public pronouncements have been, the fact is you've still got to get into those coaches' offices, and you've still got to kiss the ring, and it's I don't know. That would be, for my money, a bit unpleasant. I know it's part of the process. I know it's part of the job, but as a grown man and a successful NCAA coach, is that something that you're going to be able to do and something you think you'll be successful with here in Chicago?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I am. You know, obviously, I just enjoy meeting people. I enjoy being around people. And we have some, as I said yesterday, some relationships that already exist, you know, there. And I think sometimes, you know, obviously recruiting is difficult anywhere. And there certainly is different dynamics in every city. But I think Chicago has great coaches, great coaches around those kids. And I'm looking forward to getting to know some of them better. Some of them we already know well. And continuing to cultivate some of those relationships. That's going to be an important area for us. We'd be foolish to neglect it. I mean, it's 2.5 hours from here. Illinois has had certainly some success in the past. You look back in the, as I studied it in the 80s and 90s, and you know, even now, I mean, there's some quality, not only players, but young men that have come out of that area. So, you know, we're looking forward to recruiting that area. You know, I think all areas are a challenge. Sometimes it gets dramatized maybe a little bit. But I think the Chicago coaches are maybe a little bit more unified than what people give them credit for.
My buddy Dan Dockich was talking about the Illinois situation before you landed the job and said, you know, a lot of people, a lot of coaches that he knows and he's talked to were afraid, not afraid or discouraged or maybe stayed away from interest in the job because of the uncertainty of the administration. They have a new interim president down at the university, the board of trustees. Seemingly, some of them had wanted a bigger say in this hire, and Mike Thomas, obviously a new athletic director. Was there any concern when you looked at this job and started talking on Sunday and interviewing on Monday and going through this process? There was some Shannon Ryan in the Tribune reported that one of the sticking points was the number of years they offered versus what you saw as a real commitment. Did you have any concern about how maybe in flux this whole thing is?
You know, initially, obviously, you do your homework and you recognize it, and then you have to dive into it and research it and figure the deal out. I was able to do that. I felt completely comfortable with the support we were going to have administratively, you know, starting with Dr. Easter, Dr. Wise. I had a chance to spend some time with her in a conversation, obviously with Mike Thomas. You know, Jason Leonard, all the people, I can assure you that, you know, the commitment that they have to basketball and the vision that we have moving forward, that we're all on the same page. And, you know, that part was important to me. And once I felt that way, then I kind of, you know, put that to the wayside and moved on.
John, as you know, NCAA basketball coaches are not always as they appear to be. But I've spoken to some people in the MAC who know you fairly well and say that You really are as you appear. And listening to you yesterday at the press conference, you certainly have an idea of what you think Illinois can be and what you expect it to be. And if you can build it into those things that you want it to be, is this a destination for you then, or does this become merely a stepping stone as so many programs are for so many college coaches?
Well, we look at this, my family and I looked at it from the standpoint of fit. This was so much bigger than a basketball decision for us. You know, my wife and I both have Midwest roots. I grew up 100 miles from here. You know, I never, even when I took the Ohio job, honestly, I've never taken a job that, hey, look, you know, I'm going there and I'm using this as A or B or C. No, there's no way. I got to see myself being there. I'm a little bit different. And there's no question that I can see myself being here for a long, long, long time. There's no doubt about that. That was a big reason why we came. I felt like my family, I've got two boys, a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, could grow up here. And I really value mid-roots and values, and my wife does as well. So we just thought it was a good fit long-term all the way around. It was a home run.
He's John Gross, the new Illinois basketball coach. You're listening to Mully and Hanley on the Score with Barry Rosner. And John, I know Myers Leonard and Brandon Paul were there yesterday. They've thrown their names into the NBA mix where they get a grade from the league and telling them what their likely draft prospects would be if they went through and got drafted. Do you talk to those guys and do you let that just play out since you just got here, or do you try to tell them, hey, you know, let's stick around and build something?
Well, of course I talk to them. I'm actually with them right now. You know, I'm watching them here. I'm with them. I've met with them one-on-one. I had a team meeting yesterday. You know, as I said earlier, there's no one more important than the guys that are in our program already. And obviously we're going to do what's best. I've always tried to do that, what's best for the kids. And I realize they filled that out. And it's not my, you know, fortunately for me, I've been blessed. I've coached a lot of great players as an assistant coach and head coach that have helped me get this opportunity that I have here, that my family has. So it's not my first rodeo with dealing with some of that stuff. And, you know, I would encourage those guys. They filled it out. We've gotten feedback. We'll continue to get feedback. And, you know, we'll educate them and their families. And we want what's best for them. So we'll continue to look at it on an individual basis. Each individual is different when you look at that type of decision or, you know, to go, to stay. So we'll help them as much with that as we can.
John, to be a great coach and to be in a great program, you've obviously got to have great players, and that's something that just hasn't happened enough at Illinois for Illini fans. What can you tell Illini fans that will give them confidence that that's going to change in the next couple of years under your direction?
Well, we're going to work at it every single day, hard. Our whole mentality is going to be continuing to get better every day when we wake up, both on and off the court. You know, that's important. And I think, you know, my focus right now is on helping these guys grow. They're talented enough, and we'll do a good job. I got a lot of confidence in our recruiting that we're going to have talented guys. But at the end of the day, you know, to me, what happens if you can get those guys, you know, to buy in and to continue to buy into growing and getting better and improving and being motivated, then the results will take care of themselves. You know, I think that happens if you have that mindset. If you have the other mindset where you're worried about the results first, you know, I think that's when you can get caught up in, as we mentioned earlier, expectations and all those different things that, quite honestly, you have no control over.
I don't know what protocol is, but do you talk to Bruce Weber and kind of get debriefed on what was going on? Or given the way that Bruce left the program and his time was up, you just want to go in with a fresh start and a fresh look and really not have a perspective of the ex-coach?
Well, I obviously don't want to prejudge anything. I want to start from scratch. But, of course, you know, I'd be more than, you know, I'd like to talk to him. I've always had great respect for Coach Weber. You know, when I was at Ohio State and we prepared for his teams, I thought they were very well coached. You know, from what I gather, you know, I don't know him really well, but everyone tells me what a great person, which doesn't surprise me with the way he conducts himself and acts that he is. And, you know, certainly we'll use all the former players and all the former coaches that have been a part of Illini basketball as great resources.
John, you seem to be a genuine Midwest guy, and you were making very good money by all American standards at Ohio, but now you're making life-changing money. Is it life-changing for you? Is it going to change your life at all? It's for most people, that would be something that would change the way they approach just about everything that they do.
Well, I mean, obviously, we feel blessed, you know, that they made that type of commitment to our family and to what we're doing here. But my hope would be, as each day goes by, that, you know, my closest friends and family and people that I spend a lot of time with would say, you know, hey, he hasn't changed a whole lot. You know, I've never been one of those guys that's made a lot of decisions, any decisions in my life based strictly on money. I'm just a little different with that. And, you know, for me, it's more about, as I mentioned earlier, fit, comfort, the challenge of working with kids and growing a program. And, you know, whatever they, you know, decided to make the commitment towards us, we're very grateful for that.
Well, be careful, John. One weekend in Urbana, you could go through half of that right away. It's just wild times over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out my way around here a little bit. It's amazing. Like, you know, I've been through, obviously, Illinois a lot, recruiting, Champaign, but, you know, trying to maneuver around campus right now. I've got my couple tour guides here that have been helping me as I'm trying to get my feet on the ground a little bit and hit the ground running, but we'll figure it out quickly.
Well, Kent Brown will set you straight. Just, he's a good man, and he'll show you the ropes down there. Don't worry.
Yeah, he and Derek have been terrific, and boy, everybody that I've met so far, it's certainly been great. My family has really enjoyed all how courteous everyone's been and how helpful. And my two-year-old, who we nicknamed the Beast, is probably somewhere on campus right now running around trying to wreak havoc already. So hopefully my wife can keep him under control today.
Yeah, Tim Beckman's probably over there running him through some drills to see if he can play football.
Yeah, that's probably right.
All right, John, best of luck to you. We'll hopefully you're going to have great success down there, and we'll be watching the journey.
Anytime we can help you guys, let us know, and we certainly appreciate you guys having us on.
All right, John, take care.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
John Gross, the new basketball coach for the University of Illinois. You're listening to Mully and Hanley on The Score.